Good morning. This is Sunday, Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. It's the first Sunday of July. And as is often the case on Sunday mornings, Haim Goodman Strauss, math professor at the University of Arkansas, is in the studio.
Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Haim. Last week, we mentioned that a listener had wanted to know about Social Security numbers.
Right.
When will we run out of Social Security numbers?
That's right. So that took a little research.
And yes.
I went to found the FAQ. We just look up
the frequently asked
questions on the Social Security webpage. So
okay.
It's fascinating.
Really?
So
no, I believe you.
No,
I would find it fascinating.
So here are some little Social Security number things. So
okay.
Of course there are about a billion Social Security numbers.
Right, 99 million or
well, that's what you know. We said 999,999,999, and I guess that's right if you can't have 0000
right.
or something. But I don't know. Maybe you
so
can.
So it could be more. So what did you find out from the Social Security people?
So 420 million have been issued.
420 million.
And the population of the United States right now is 300 million almost. So
and growing every day.
Growing every day. They don't recycle them. So we know that 120 million Social Security number holders have passed away. And 5.5 million new numbers are issued every single year. So we have 580 million left. So we have a more than a century's worth of Social Security. So it's okay. So, well, we looked into some other numbers, too, that were sort of along those lines. If you think about the kinds of things that are used, indexed in this way, for example, ISBN codes for books.
Right.
Or universal product codes for consumer items, those little barcodes.
The barcode, yeah.
Zip codes, of course.
Are we running out of any of these?
Most people aren't probably aware of this, but the universal product codes have just been expanded, actually, in the last couple of years.
So those numbers that are on the bottom of the barcode?
Yeah.
Is that what we're talking about?
Apparently, an extra digit was added so that country information could be included. I actually sort of dug into this a little bit and had some trouble figuring out all the details because it's quite complicated, really.
Well, I would hope it would be, actually.
Yeah.
I'm relieved to hear that it's complicated.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't want it to be that simple.
And then ISBN codes have also been expanded. That's the codes for books. So right now there's a 10-digit code. Now the last digit's pretty interesting. It's actually what's called a check digit. It just exists. It's sort of a special sum of all the other digits. And so you can tell at a glance, well, computer can tell at a glance if one of the numbers is out of order because then the checksum wouldn't add up right. 10 digits, 9 of which are, you know, not the checksum. They just expanded that to 13, but get this. So the 3 digits they added are only 978 or 979.
Which, that wouldn't seem to just be able to specify too much.
That's right. Well, it just doubles the amount of possible codes. The reason they added those is pretty interesting. It actually matches the code for books in the universal product code. So now you can, the barcodes and the ISBN codes will match up and they'll both be more than there had been previously.
To answer the question, some numbers are running out but not Social Security.
We're okay with that.
All right.
But you know, it really brings up the point. We really are ruled by numbers, aren't we?
Oh, yeah.
So I have a little puzzle sort of along those lines.
Okay.
It actually really kind of just leads into a couple of other puzzles that we'll ask next week. But so let's talk about license plates.
Okay.
So in some states, many states now, you have 6-digit license plates, and there's some mixture of numbers and letters.
Right.
So it's easy enough to work this out exactly, but I kind of want you to think about it intuitively first. So I'm going to describe 2 different kinds of schemes for having license plates. And the question is, would you have more license plates possible under the first scheme or under the second scheme?
Okay.
So the first scheme is that you can either have all 6 numerals be digits, 0 through 9,
mm-hmm.
or you can have them be all letters, A through Z,
mm-hmm.
one or the other, all digits or all letters. The second scheme is that you have the first block of three be either 3 letters, and the second block be 3 digits, or vice versa. The first
right.
block be 3 letters and the second, whichever way is the other way around.
Sure. So the first scheme is all 6 have to be either letters or all 6 have to be numbers.
Right.
Second scheme is half and half. The first 3 have to be one type.
Mm-hmm.
The second 3 have to be another type.
That's right.
And which gives you more combinations.
That's right. And now, as I said, it's not that difficult to just work it out.
Yeah, I got to figure it out right now.
Yeah.
But I'll wait till next week. Oh,
but,
yeah, I do.
But the question is,
oh.
what's just to do? Think about it intuitively.
Yeah, well,
what's the intuition?
Well, I came up with it in like 10 seconds, so that would be intuitively, right?
Yeah, so I guess it's, is it
well,
too
I don't know. We'll find out if I have it right.
Okay.
Okay. Talk to you next week.
Okay.
All right. I'm Goodman Strauss, as a math professor at the University of Arkansas, regular visitor to Sunday Ozarks at Large.